Okay, welcome. Happy Monday meditation. It feels a little frantic in here to me. Not frantic, that's not the right word. It feels energetic in here. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to pay attention to that as you then sit to meditate, because our life doesn't stop when we choose to meditate. It's not like we say, oh, now it's time to meditate. Here's the peace and the zen. If you sit down amidst a lot of energy, a lot of thought, a lot of energy and a lot of thought might be present for you in your meditation, which is fine, right? It's part of our practice. So we'll just acknowledge that off the bat and see what happens as we come up for our sit today. So this is week two of our awakening meditation series. Week one was simplicity. Right, it was keeping the practice simple. So even when we're talking about something that sounds as grand and vibrant as awakening, what we really mean is just do your practice, right? Simple, 10-minute meditation every day feeds awakening. It invites us to open our eyes. So week two is discipline. I know. So I have such a thing with that word. It's like the minute I hear it, I want to rebel and be like, I'm not doing that. I don't know why. What is that? So here's the interesting thing about it, though. If you dive into the traditional teachings around this, discipline is synonymous with joy in traditional meditation teachings. Synonymous with joy. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. So if you've been coming to my classes, you've heard, this is like my quote of the year. I can't stop saying it. And I got it from Susan Piver, who took it from Julia Cameron. And it's, the first rule of magic is containment. The first rule of magic is containment. To me, that explains the discipline equals joy, right? This idea that without a stable base, without a foundation of which we know that we are steady and safe and supported, we cannot possibly blossom or grow or explore. If you think about babies, if you know babies, they thrive on a predictable routine because that's where they feel safe enough to test boundaries and explore the edges and grow. And we're the exact same. Right? If we know that we have this container that's going to hold us up, that we're not going to fall to pieces, it's okay for us to start to experiment with stronger emotions. It's okay for us to start to pay attention to some of the deeper reflections that we have. Right? So discipline equaling joy. I want to do a little reading to start us off tonight. And this comes from Mark Nepo. But it starts with a line from James Taylor. This is titled Between Peace and Joy. James Taylor, we could never have guessed we were already blessed where we are. Mark Nepo goes on to say, this reminds me of a woman who found a folded sponge all dried and compressed, and tucked inside the hardened fold was a message she'd been seeking. She carried the hardened sponge to the sea and up to her waist in the deep, she watched it unfold and come to life in the water. Magically, the secret of life became visible in the bubbles being released from the sponge, and to her amazement, a small fish, trapped in sleep in the hardened sponge, came alive and swam out to sea. From that day on, no matter where she went, she felt the little fish swimming in the deep. And the swimming of the little fish that had for so long been asleep gave her a satisfaction that was somewhere between peace and joy. Whatever our path, whatever the color or grain of our days, whatever riddles we must solve to stay alive, the secret of life somehow always has to do with the awakening and freeing of what has been asleep. Like that sponge, our very heart begs to unfold in the waters of our experience. And like that little fish, the soul is a tiny thing that brings us peace and joy when we let it swim. But everything remains hard and compressed and illegible until, like this woman waist deep in the ocean, we take our sleeping heart in our hands and plunge it tenderly into the life we are living. And so we read something like that or hear something like that, and it sounds so magical and deep, and like, I want to do that, right? And my offering today is that it doesn't come from reading that or thinking about that, but it comes from the daily practices that support that. It's not like one day you literally are going to plunge your heart into the ocean, right? It's all of these mini experiences of learning how to touch your heart, how to feel your heart. We lose that ability as we become adults, and it's our practice, our discipline, that teaches us, that helps us come back to that experience once again. So, discipline equals joy. Got it. Next step. When a musician asked Buddha how he should meditate, the Buddha asked him, "How do you tune the strings of your guitar?" The musician responded, "Not too tight, not too loose, so it makes just the right sound." And the Buddha said, "Similarly, you should hold your mind in meditation. Not too tight, not too loose." Yes, discipline. Not discipline with an iron fist, right? Can you discern the difference, right? There's a huge difference in this, and it's really important. One of the primary principles in a meditation practice is non-judgment. And where that most shows up is how you treat yourself about things like your practice. So you're like, yes, discipline, this makes sense. I wanna plunge my heart in the ocean. I'm gonna meditate every day, 30 minutes, and then you oversleep, right? And you're like, oh, if I had just... Okay, so the breaks go right there. The discipline is you set the container. My attempt is to meditate daily or 5 days a week or whatever it is that you choose for your practice to be, right? You set that discipline. We create ideally the elements that support that, setting an alarm clock, going to bed at a decent time, whatever it is you need to do. And then we soften our grip a little bit, because life is life and we all have one, right? So if you are like, here's my discipline and I'm holding on and I'm not budging an inch, you're gonna be exhausted in a couple minutes. And if you're like, I got discipline and you're not holding on at all, we wake up 6 months later and realize we haven't meditated once. And we wanna be right there in the middle of that spectrum. That's our practice of discipline, and that's how it can feel joyful. So the last thing I'll say is, some of you were here for Light Watkins this weekend. He is a meditation teacher who just came out with a book, and we hosted him at the studio, and he was delightful. I mean, just a wonderful speaker, so entertaining. And I got to be Oprah, and I got to sit up here and kind of ask questions and guide the conversation. And so one of the questions I asked was, well, what do you tell people who say that they have trouble sticking to the practice, right? And he, like, eye contact, direct, basically said, well, if you don't enjoy it enough to do it every day, you're not doing it right. That's, like, what he said. And I sort of was like, I don't know if I agree with that. But I've been thinking about it ever since, and I really do agree with that, right? And this is what I think he means. I don't think he means every single day you sit down to meditate and you're like, sunshine and rainbows, I'm so happy I'm doing this. I think what he means is, when we practice, when we start to touch that space between peace and joy, it's worth it to us to sit every day, right? Now we know why we do that. It's not that sometimes it doesn't feel frustrating or boring or painful even, right? Sometimes it does. But it's that practice, that learning to touch our heart in those instances that lands us in the space between peace and joy. So we will practice with this in mind today, yes? Take a moment just to shift around in your seat. Let yourself get comfortable. If you're on the ground, you might uncross and cross your legs the other way. If you're at home in a chair, you can have both of your feet flat on the ground. And when you're ready, let your hands rest onto your lap. Let your eyes close. And take a moment here together as a group, just to take a nice big breath in. And release a sigh. I will do that again, inhaling. And let it go. And allow your breath just to flow. And breathing however it is you need to breathe right now. And let your spine feel a little bit lifted and lengthened. You might feel your shoulders roll back and down. And let the back of your neck feel long, so crown of the head might lift just a touch, chin tucks lightly. And you feel the gentle alertness that this posture gives you. Breath flowing in and out, and we let the front of our body soften. Muscles through the face, through the eyes, the jaw. Even your lips, your tongue, feel a sense of softening. Perhaps you can relax your throat so that you're not holding anything back. Maybe you notice the gentle way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. And you could just invite in a sense of softness right in the center of the chest. How would it feel if the muscles around the heart softened? Our breath moves down into our belly, and again, we just invite our belly to release some of its grip. You don't have to pull in, you don't have to protect. In this moment, we let the front of our body relax. And our breath flows in and out. And now you might invite the entire inside of your body just to lie back. Even though you're seated upright, can you feel that internal sense of letting go, of relaxing? And in this place of gentle awakeness, you start to notice your breath. Where do you feel your breath tonight? Maybe inside the nose, inside the throat or the belly. Wherever you most feel it, take a moment to see if you can feel your breath without words. as if you were inside this next inhale. And without a doubt, it only takes moments to realize that you can feel your breath and think thoughts at the same time. This is meditation. Don't try to stop your thoughts. Don't try to judge them or explain them. You don't even have to follow them. Our attention stays inside the breath. And we just allow ourselves to enjoy the myriad of thoughts that tumble forth. As we move into a period of silence, if at any point you get lost in your thoughts, just let gentle awakeness guide you right back to your breath whenever you notice. And you try to feel one or two breaths, and you get lost again. And you practice coming back again. This is the discipline of our practice. these final few minutes, if you've gotten lost, come back to the breath. Not too loose, not too tight. Taking a moment to draw in a deeper breath here. Noticing exactly where you are in this moment, where your thoughts are, where your breath is. And perhaps feeling that spine lift up just a little bit more so once again you feel tall and awake. Let's take one last breath in together here, deep and full. And exhale, letting it go. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin. Taking a moment to simply thank yourself for showing up, for sitting still and for noticing your breath. As we move out into the rest of our day, we'll hold with us this remembrance, not too tight, not too loose, soft in our discipline. Thank you, guys. Namaste.